This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, it's that time of year again. In September, we start thinking about that day at the beginning of the century, 2001, of course, September 11th, and what happened there. America will never be the same. I don't think it's one of those, it's kind of this generation's John Kennedy moments in one way or another. Where were you when? And then the impact of that, and then everything that's happened since. The ramifications are monumental. One of the foremost experts in the world about hard facts, what really went on, what is the truth, what is lies, of course, is Richard Gage, longtime friend of the Power Hour. So good to have him on. AE911truth.org. AE, like architects and engineers, AE911truth.org is the website. Richard Gage, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. It's an honor to be here with you.
Absolutely. The honor is ours, my friend, what you're doing. Let's get right into it. For people, maybe they don't think about this, but once a year or what have you, or it starts to get, you know, as time goes by, maybe they forget about it, or just, you know, it's just one of those things and terrorists did it, and we just want to believe the story because the truth may be too painful. Let's talk about some of the most influential facts and things that we need to know about 9/11.
Thank you for the opportunity, because this is the time of year that people's ears are open and willing to hear some alternative information, because this information that has brought 3,000 architects and engineers that I represent to the point of demanding publicly on our petition on our website a new investigation of the destruction of all three towers on 9/11. And many people don't even know that there was a third tower. And this is essential to know. Why? Because we have the third worst structural failure in modern history. And by what? No plane hit this building, but fires are said to have brought it down. Well, we look at those fires and we show the architects and engineers those fires. They're few, small, and scattered, and fires have never brought down a skyscraper before 9/11. And so they look at the building coming down, which after witnesses hear explosions, at 5:20 in the afternoon, this 47-story skyscraper drops like a rock straight down uniformly, symmetrically, into its own footprint in under 7 seconds, exactly like the old controlled demolitions like we saw in the old hotels in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. It reminds you of Las Vegas. What is the ramifications? What is the official story? Does NIST have anything about this Building 7, the reason that it fell?
Yeah. They have this awkward theory full of holes that these fires were burning at the time of the collapse on floor 13, and they suggest that these fires expanded long span steel beams, pushing a girder off of its seat, causing a progressive collapse inside the building. But there's so many problems, and they have to omit so many structural, actually installed structural elements in the building in order to try to convince other people that this building did fall due to fire, but it could not have, and nobody who really looks at the report is convinced, and everyone who looks at the alternative evidence that we present and that we'll be presenting this weekend, September 10th and 11th in New York and D.C., that these fires are few, small, and scattered. So they can't have caused this collapse in the first place, but when you actually look at what could have, i.e. all of the evidence of molten iron in the basements of the Twin Towers and in the aftermath of Building 7, the extreme temperatures documented by all kinds of agencies exceeding the melting point of iron, which, of course, jet fuel and hydrocarbons, office fires, can't even get to a quarter of the temperatures that have been documented up to 4,000 degrees it takes to melt steel beams. And that's what Jonathan Barnett, the FEMA author who came out with the first report in May of 2002 with this Appendix C metallurgical examination, document a hot sulfur corrosion attack on the steel. I mean, this is very well documented. The steel is partially evaporated. There's silver dollar-sized holes. Well, office fires don't do this to steel, but thermite does. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. And it's found in the slag on the ends of the beams. It's found in all the World Trade Center dust by the U.S. Geological Survey in their toxicological studies. Billions of previously molten iron microspheres. It's not melted steel. It's molten iron. You know, we haven't used iron in skyscraper construction for like 90 years or so. So this is all evidence of, and there's a lot more, of thermite destruction by thermite.
Let me ask you a direct question, a little off the facts here, a little bit off. Your organization, Architects and Engineers, obviously you guys aren't conspiracy theorists with tinfoil hats sitting in your basement. You guys are concerned about exactness, about accuracy, about, you know, the facts, right? Your whole organization has been built on the falsity of this report. The bigness of this, as you get separate from the micro level that you're dealing with, the bigness of what you're saying, you're basically saying that one of the biggest false flags or one of the biggest rouges in the history of the world is 9/11. I mean, when you introduce this to architects or introduce this to people, do they make that jump? I mean, does that wash over them? Does that hit them? Does it stop them from going further? What? Because you can't separate the two of them to me.
Yeah, one leads to the other. The evidence of controlled demolition, which is abundant, clear, we've only begun to touch on it, it leads you to the realization that this is some sort of an inside operation. I mean, who could have had access inside three of the most highly secure buildings in the country outside the Pentagon? We're talking about an incredible, and there was an elevator modernization going on in the Twin Towers, which could have allowed access. Ace Elevator had this contract for the 9 months prior to 9/11. An extraordinary series of coincidences allows people, after reviewing this evidence, to understand, you know, what really happened here, and it keeps people from looking. The thought of a conspiracy, if you will, keeps people from actually looking at the evidence, some of them. Some people will look at it, realizing that that's the potential outcome, and intrepidly enter into it, realizing that out of the Twin Towers, for instance, what else could cause the lateral ejection of freely flying structural steel sections at 80 miles an hour, landing 600 feet in every direction? Gravity works down. And if all the steel, and 90% of it is, 98% of the steel is ejected outside the footprint, and 100% of the concrete is pulverized to a fine powder and ejected outside of the perimeter, that's most of the weight of the building. There's nothing left to drive the rest of the building down, as we're told by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, who was tasked by Congress to explain this to the American people. There's nothing left to drive the rest of the building down. This is an extraordinary, obvious set of physics that is completely overlooked by most. And yet, the rate at which it is driven down, it's not driven down, the structure is removed at a rate almost free-fall acceleration. It's going faster and faster and faster. In 12 seconds, both towers are destroyed at nearly the rate of free fall. Building 7 was at the rate of free fall. So we've got direct evidence in so many arenas that point to a conspiracy, that drive people to the brink of turning their worldview upside down, because people can't handle the fact that elements within our government and industry, very highly placed, and well coordinated across the media, which censored all the information that we're beginning to talk about here, including the finding of nanothermite chips throughout all the World Trade Center dust by an international team of scientists led by Niels Harrit in Copenhagen. They document in a peer-reviewed paper the findings of these dual-layered red-gray chips, which are composed of nanothermite, meaning iron oxide of crystals and aluminum platelets that are the ingredients of thermite unignited in all the World Trade Center dust. This is not paint, which they at first thought it was. It's extremely exotic. When you put it in a heater, it ignites and it produces what? Spheres, molten iron microspheres with the same chemical signature as that which the U.S. Geological Survey found in all their toxicological studies, up to 10 tons of this material throughout the World Trade Center, and they had no explanation for it. Well, here's the explanation. It's all a self-corroborating, repeatable set of experimental data that could be used to bring these perpetrators, whoever they are, into court and bring justice to the 9/11 family members.
Let's talk about, we got about a little over a minute before the break, and then a long segment coming up, or a short segment coming up. Where is this going? Are we starting to get momentum for a new investigation? I think more and more people every day are starting to wake up to this, although as time goes by, maybe they forget about it. But are we seeing momentum for a new investigation?
Well, if you look at Congress and you look at the mainstream media, you don't see the kind of metrics that we would hope for. But if you look at C-SPAN, which we were interviewed on for 45 minutes, and guess what? It became their number one viewed video of all time on their website. So they haven't invited us back for some reason. But there are elements, there are metrics which do support that we're gaining momentum. More people, at least 50% of the people on the street, are aware that there's an issue. At least a quarter of them already have looked at the evidence and have come to some determination that we need a new investigation.
A quarter?
Yeah.
A quarter. Wow. We're coming on the break. When we see now people don't trust quote-unquote mainstream media, I don't even think mainstream media is mainstream anymore. It's not. It's disconnected from Main Street. And I think a big part of this, obviously Trump's influence is part of it, but 9/11, I think, gave a big part of this population permission to not trust what they're told and look at something else. Kennedy assassination, 9/11. It's like these things are ingrained, become ingrained, where we don't trust everything at face value anymore. I think it's a very, your effort has been central to this. Other side, one more segment with the great Richard Gage, AE911Truth.org. Stay tuned.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The Power Hour. We're talking to Richard Gage, AE911 Truth, like architects and engineers. AE911truth.org is the website. Catherine, Richard's going to come on after 9/11, after the presentation, too, so we have time to really spend on details. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call in and ask him questions. So, Catherine, make sure you schedule that with Richard, and we'll have a whole time. We've got to keep this information in people's minds and go over it again and just whatever we have to do, throw it in people's face and say, look, this is a lie. Now, what does it mean? Here's the truth. Now, we'll deal with the ramifications. Richard, you're a hero to many, many in our audience. You had a lot of announcements, a lot of things going on this next week, all the festivities. Please tell people how they can support, how they can see you.
There are so many ways to help the 9/11 truth movement gain momentum. And that's important, because we've got to wake up the American people. They're sleeping. We have simply got to get the truth of these events, which started the 9/11 wars, out there. It's extremely important. And there's ways you can do that. All you have to do, for instance, is take the evidence that we've put out there in our DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. It's free on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and search Experts Speak Out. It's a one-hour free version of our video. Send it to everyone, every architect and engineer you can find, everyone else that you know. You know, this is kind of how I started. I woke up about 12 years ago. And I was shocked to learn that there was all this evidence that was being censored by the mainstream media and by our government and by the official reports on these buildings, and as such that most architects and engineers don't even know that there was a third tower, the third worst structural failure in the world. So we have so many things you can do. Our website is AE911Truth.org. on there, you'll find the Bobby McElvain Act. This is draft legislation for a new investigation, which our petition is all about. We're asking everyone of the power, our listeners, to download that draft legislation, take it to your congressperson locally, and while we do it nationally on Tuesday, the 11th of September, we'll be going to all 535 offices of these congresspersons, and just to find one, we just need one that will introduce it into the House or the Senate. So that's all it takes. Now, this draft legislation is based on the Benghazi Act, and so it will be backed up by the finite element analysis that we've hired the University of Alaska to perform. We're talking $300,000 contract with them that's 3 years in the making, and guess what? It comes out before the end of the year. So we've got that to back us up, whose preliminary conclusion by Professor Halsey there, the chairman of the civil engineering, one of the most prominent forensic structural engineers in the country, he's already preliminarily concluded that these buildings did not come down due to fire. No way. This will turn the academic and professional industries on its head. And we've got to continue to pay for it because we've got $200,000 paid for, raised by thousands and thousands of supporters. And so you'll find that WTC7evaluation.org, an opportunity to contribute there, and also to contribute, if you're an engineer, your feedback, because this will be an open report, unlike the NIST report. We'll be encouraging all kinds of feedback in a peer-reviewed process. So we're very excited about all of these opportunities. And if you're in D.C., join us on the Capitol Mall at our big rally, right front between the reflecting pool and the Capitol at 2 p.m. at D.C. time. And we'll be joined by several speakers, architects, family members, and Lionel will be there in the evening event at Bus Boys of Poets at 6:30 in Brooklyn. We'll be having an opportunity with more speakers, including an expert on false flag operations, Oscar Abu Darabini. And we have he's from Argentina, Robert David Steele will be joining us as well, former CIA operative who ran false flag operations, blowing the whistle on the CIA. And we'll be at the White House encouraging President Trump to act on his suspicions that there were bombs in the building in addition to the planes hitting. So we got lots of pressure to put on Trump.
Very good. We're coming to the end of the interview. We're going to have you on again soon. Catherine, make sure you get him on. If you already got next week's schedule, try to find next week or the week after. Let's get him on. Let's have a time where we can go over the evidence and go over all these things. This is so important. AE 911 Truth. AE, like Apple Edward, AE911truth.org is the website. Richard, you are a hero to so many of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. The honor is mine. Thank you.
God bless you. And we're going to pray for the safety of that guy up in Alaska, too. Yeah, Tom Paladino.
You know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Dueling speeches today by presidents as former President Barack Obama spoke at the University of Illinois. This was the president's first trip back into politics since his time in office. The former president wants to remind everyone why he believes the economy is doing well.
By the time I left office, household income was near its all-time high, and the uninsured rate had hit an all-time low, and wages were rising. And I mention all this just so when you hear how great the economy is doing right now. Let's just remember when this recovery started.
And then it was President Trump's turn, the president speaking in North Dakota about the economy as well.
If the Democrats got in, instead of having 4.2 up, I believe, honestly, you'd have 4.2 down. You'd be negative. You'd be in negative numbers right now. You'd be in negative numbers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hieronymus, Morey, Fiore, Nikola Tesla. These are some of the inspirations from our next guest. Tom Palladino was an undergraduate student, was inspired by these, and he's hit on and focused on the miraculous and just awe-inspiring power of scalar energy. What is it? What can it do? And he's hit on some things about helping you and your body and relate to this. Tom Palladino's been on. It's been a while. Been too long, actually. He's come on again, and he's offering you a sample or ability to use this. Now, we've had people email, you know, he gives a free trial. You know, you can use it and see how it works for you, whatever. We've had a lot of emails by people said that things have changed. Their body has helped, been helped by this. We've also had people say, well, after a while, he charged it. Well, of course, everything costs. Do you think that doing research like this doesn't cost? My gosh. You can't just give it away free. He's letting you try it for free. If you don't want to try it, don't try it. That's but we're having Tom on here and to talk about this. I feel like it's important. I know that it's helped me. I know many other people have emailed and said the same thing. I think we had Marsha on, talked about her family. She swears by it. But you know, that's for you to decide. Anyway, it's an interesting conversation. Tom Palladino, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's a pleasure. Thanks once again, Daniel.
Well, it seems like, you know, when something new, you know, scientists all across the world throughout history, when they put something new forth, all they get is criticized for it. It's like you've only sacrificed your life and went out and just, you know, to do this, and all you do is get ridiculed for it. It's just, it's kind of irritating, to be honest with you.
Well, it will change. Once people see the merit, Daniel, once people see what can be accomplished and how easy this is, then people will crystallize their thoughts, and we will see a new medical paradigm. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, let's talk about scalar. What is scalar energy? I mean, people are probably listening. What in the world is he talking about? What is it, and what have you hit on with it?
Sure. Scalar energy is another energy dimension. It's not electricity. It's another dimension of power, of energy. It's from the sun. It's pure sunlight. And other cultures might call it chi, prana, zero-point energy. The scientific community calls it scalar energy. And what is scalar energy? It's sunlight, and that sunlight allows us to control nature. That is, scalar energy affords us a greater control over nature than that of electricity. That's the key point here. Scalar energy provides us fundamental control over nature, and we will explore what that means.
So, go ahead. What does that mean? So you're saying sunlight is basically a command signal to the universe. Not only does it give life, it is commanding life. That's what
yes,
you're saying.
It is. Yes, it is. Scalar energy provides the instructions for chemical bonds. So what I have discovered in my career is that chemical bonds, molecular bonds, can easily be created or negated. Now, to help us improve our health, we can create molecular bonds of vitamins, of antioxidants, etc. Or we can help by negating the molecular bonds of germs, such as viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. So this is accomplished with a scalar energy instrument. This is not electricity. This is not electromagnetic energy. So imagine what I'm saying. Scalar energy allows us to assemble inside the human body the B-complex vitamins, or an antioxidant, or a fatty acid, or amino acid, or a scalar energy instrument can negate the molecular bonds of, say, the herpes virus and cure somebody of herpes.
Now, that's a big, you used a big word there. And again, the disclaimer is this is not medical advice. If you want medical advice, go to somebody like a doctor who has a medical degree. This is not medical advice. So this is for entertainment and information purposes only. And I don't see what you got to lose. So if you got something better to do, well, then go do it. But not stay here and listen to Tom, because I think this is pretty interesting. Let's talk about that word cure you just said. So let's say someone listening or that you've worked with, they have herpes or HIV or what have you. Tell me about scalar energy, your equipment. How are they then facilitated? How does this energy interact with them, and what does
sure.
it do?
Sure. A scalar energy instrument can send a signal to any person or any object in the universe. Now, with my scalar energy instrument, I can direct it. It's like a satellite. If a satellite can send a signal to a cell phone or to a satellite dish, then I can send a signal anywhere in the world to a person. And when that signal reaches a person, it carries instructions. As you said, it's a command instruction. And I can command a virus to break apart. I can command a bacterium to break apart. All of this is done by way of the scalar energy instrument. So I have found the easy way with energy, with light, to command, if you will, germs and make those germs fall apart.
Let me ask you about our voice, or, you know, we command with our voice, and there's obviously an audible frequency or something. Do our voices have some of the scalar energy in them also, or behind it or something? Is there more to it than just the audible?
That's correct. And you could even trace that to the Bible, where it says the word has power. When we speak a word, it has power. It has instructions behind it. So, yes, even what we say, our speech or our thoughts or a prayer. All of that is a form of light energy, a form of scalar energy. So, yes, the spoken word has power. It's scalar power. Our thoughts are scalar power. Even a prayer or intuition is scalar power. It's the instructions of the universe.
So, you know, like the scriptures, when the Savior calmed the sea or healed somebody, you know, he commanded the sea to be still.
Yeah.
So when he puts out his voice, he says, be still. Is his emotion with it, his faith with it, is faith part of this? I mean, you know, tie that together a little bit for us.
Sure. Let's look at Genesis when God said, be light made. The first and the predominant light of the universe is scalar energy, scalar light, which is sunlight. Electricity is a derivative of scalar energy. So be light made. What happened? That brought order out of chaos. And when God created light, then we had the instructions or the command, as you put it, for the universe. Well, that includes everything. So what I'm saying, that scalar energy serves as the instructions for all physical matter, including our thoughts, our cognitive thoughts. This is quite profound, and I realize this is esoteric for some people, but scalar energy is a form of energy that carries instructions. It's a carrier wave for a command.
So I tell my children to clean their room all the time, and about 25-30% of the time they do it. Do I? What's the difference here?
The command has a recipient also. You might be the transmitter, but they have to receive the command. Even Jesus was ignored, so don't feel bad.
Oh, I do. I feel better now. That's a good point. I guess the wind and the waves are a little more inanimate than my cognizant children. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Getting back to the science of this, but I think they do relate. You know, we laugh, but you know, I think what you're hitting on is the underlying force of everything that is. I think this does relate in some weird way. I'm joking, but you know, only halfway. Scalar energy seems like the underlying current of all the universe, that some source is sending out a command to everything. Would that be fair?
Yes, it is. And again, going back to reiterate, the book of Genesis hit it right. Be light made. And with that was an instruction. God spoke the word, and light, scalar light, was made. And with that, the entire universe then took on his instructions. So scalar light are the instructions of God. It's the command, as you put it, of the universe. It's the command of God. That's how important this energy is. It commands, it controls the universe. And as we develop scalar energy instruments and have a better control over these instruments, we will have a greater, more consummate control over the universe. So what I'm saying specifically today, I have calibrated these instruments to command, to control germs. I have mastery over germs. That's why I can make these statements.
Well, we'll get into some proof, and you do have some actual proof of this, which is, you know, we got emails, people think this is ridiculous when you've been on before. I know that one of the longtime people that sold products at the Power Mall, didn't even want to be associated with the Power Mall anymore because we had you on. And I was just like, what's your problem? Are you kidding me? Is this hurting you? This bothering you or something? I mean, you come on. It amazes me always how close-minded people can be. Maybe this is for you, maybe it's not. It's very interesting, and I think it's very important. And this scalar energy and this command of the universe and high-level science, tier one scientists are dealing in scalar energy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking about, you know, the university scientists that talk to the stupid people at the university and teach them the tier two crap that then gets filtered down to us and they call science. I'm talking about real science.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've heard of Nikola Tesla. Right before he died, he was working on a lot of things. One of the main ones in his life was scalar energy. He was transferring everything. Scalar energy, what is that? Frequency, vibration, all this. He was became obsessed with it. Tom Paladino, through perseverance, through a little luck, he got in with Hieronymus's widow. And Hieronymus did the famous experiment. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, he split a bacteria and put one on one side of the moon and another in here on Earth, and then did something to one, and the other one reacted. There was no lag. There was an instant connection. Is that right?
Hieronymus treated the Apollo astronauts while they were orbiting the moon. And what he observed, that when he was treating them with his scalar energy instrument, there was no time lag. In other words, it was an instantaneous communication.
Wow. That there is no time on this level. I mean, ladies, do you understand what he's saying? There is no time. And scientists, these tier one scientists, and you can speak to this probably, Tom, you know, 150 years ago, top scientists became all atheists and they brought the world the theory of Darwin. Well, we're finding now that it's ludicrous, the real core of the theory of evolution. The top scientists, I'm not saying they're going to church every Sunday, but they're not atheists anymore. In fact, they believe in God, and science is proving the universal connection, proving the creator, proving the Declaration of Independence, what have you. Speak to that quickly, Tom.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've discovered that scalar energy is responsible for DNA. In other words, this God energy, scalar energy, creates all genetic forms. So it cannot be a transition from one species to another. To the contrary, each species has a blueprint that is unique to itself, and it's only scalar energy that controls that genome. So it has to be from God. This is not a matter of chance, nor is it a matter of evolution, because each genome, each species receives its command instructions, we'll use that term again, its command from God. So scalar energy is the cause of DNA, and it maintains DNA. So Darwin is debunked, and many people are starting to realize now that Darwin was an agent for the Rothschilds.
I'm glad you said that. We weren't going to go there, but since you brought it up, yeah, and the ramifications of that. Let's get back to you. We only have a short time. We'll have you on again, not so distant future. What are you offering people? And let's get back to the proof for people who wanted proof. Let's talk about the proof of what you've done and scientific. Here's the test. Boom. Here it is.
I sent Daniel a copy. A diagnostic test was conducted. A man had HIV infection for 5 years, and he took my program, and we treated out, we destroyed the HIV virus. Then subsequent to the treatment, he had a test conducted, a diagnostic test, and the test result shows no detectable viral load. Now, to this day, he's not taking on any antiviral drug. His symptoms have abated. And it's a sign that, yes, we're able to destroy the HIV virus. I handed that test result to Daniel. You perhaps might put it on your website. This is proof that we are destroying the HIV virus.
Catherine, make sure you put that test up because this is fascinating. How long did you were you working with that man?
I treated this man for approximately 4 months. After I treated him, he went to get a polymerase chain reaction test, and for the first time in his life, the test came back negative. For 5 years, he tested positive for HIV. This is a sign that we are able to destroy, to break apart the HIV virus.
Ladies and gentlemen, make your own conclusions. Use it as you will, information, what have you. Tom has been gracious enough to come on and talk about this. You can imagine the adversarial response, let's just leave it at that, that comes because of this. This is not easy. He's offered anybody who wants a free trial of this, who wants to experience this and see, he's offered that. Explain that, please, for our audience, Tom.
Sure. I offer 15 days of free treatments. No questions asked. There's no credit card required. It's a website. The website is freescalar.net. That's spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, S-C-A-L-A-R, freescalar.net. Visit that website. Simply upload your photograph or a photograph of a family member, and we will treat you for free. And after 15 days, I can promise you the common germs identified by man will have been eradicated. We will leave you in a germ-free state. Your health will improve.
Now, you also, you know, people are a little leery about giving a picture. You can give a picture of your hand, any picture of your skin. Explain that. Explain how you interact. How do you, you know, being some distance away from them remotely, explain that because people, you know, have a hard time.
Sure. Scalar energy, once again, is different than that of electricity. So when you're working with a scalar energy instrument, it recognizes an object and we can take a photograph of an object, and any object that is photographed will be treated. It will have a connection. So people will send a photograph of their hand or their foot if they don't feel that their privacy is invaded. They'll send a photograph of their face. Any photograph of your skin will suffice. And with a photograph, I can send a scalar energy signal into your body. And once that signal reaches your body, so to speak, it will break apart parasites, bacteria, viruses, mold, etc. This is the simple way to eradicate germs from the body, and it's done by way of a photograph of a person.
Very cool. This is so big, and it's all, we're not doing it justice, I'm sure, in this 30 minutes. People can go to your website. They can learn about it. They can kind of experience this for themselves for 2 or 3 weeks there. How in the world did you hit on this where many other scientists have not, or maybe they haven't told us about it? How did you come up with this?
The Holy Spirit led me to this. This is so esoteric. This is different. I realize that. And only God could have given me this wisdom. So I give God the credit. And I did study very hard. My entire life has been devoted to this. But you have to give the credit first and foremost to God. This is God's wisdom.
Mm. Now, one of the first things I asked you when you decided to come on, I said, are you afraid of backlash? Are you afraid of, you know, those kind of things? And what did you tell me?
No, God protects me. God is my protector.
I was so inspired when you told me that. I said, I got to have you on. You're actually the last person I talked to Joyce about a guest. And she was excited. She was actually excited to have you on and to learn more. And I told her about that. When you said that to me, I said, you know, this may be the hokiest thing in the world. I got to have this guy on because he believes in that. That's the end of our interview. Tom, please give your website again real quick.
Yes, freescalar.net. Visit the website. You'll have an explanation as to what we do, and then submit your photographs. The treatments are free, and your health is going to improve. You have nothing to lose.
Really appreciate it. You're going to have a great week next week. Dr. Group, Robert Redfern, James McCanny, Daniel Estolin, maybe Richard Gates, too. Have a great weekend. We'll see you. God bless everybody.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.